You got the keys in your hand. You just closed down your house. You walk into your new home. And then there's that thing that the old owners left behind.
This wasn't in the inspection. This was supposed to be gone.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
I went to a friend's housewarming party this past weekend. Of course, everybody's around marveling at all the work they've done, how beautiful their new home is, that type of stuff. And then midway through the night, I find out that they didn't have to paint, that the paint was already good in their living room, which whoever gets that lucky that you don't have to paint or whatever. So I immediately decided that he's actually a lazy bum, but then it made me think that, you know, sometimes cool things do get left behind.
Right, and sometimes not just cool things, but strange things get left behind.
When we moved into our place, we had given them all this time to clear out. Of course, they were always running late, as it would be. There was a patio set there that I absolutely despised when we got there, and it was like wrought iron, super heavy. Sold that thing for like $800. So I thought it was terrible, ended up being completely awesome.
See, I had nothing like that. I had, my house was built in 1938. So they had installed, I guess the original owners back in the 30s, a beer opener, like a pop top opener.
Good.
And I had it's original. And they left that.
It's an original beer top opener.
Right? But it's screwed into the wall. Like, it's not like they left it in a drawer. It's
and
like
when they built things in the 30s, they built it the last. It made it through WW2.
These people are nicer than me. Because when I leave that house, it's coming with me.
You're like, taking that absolutely. Popper with
and then
you.
Also, in the basement, there's like one of those old school pencil sharpeners. Like the ones you don't see anymore on the walls. Right?
You're like amazed by the slightest things.
Oh, man.
You're like a child going to a flea market.
I also found, like, in a random hidden nook in the basement, all these old beer bottles. Like, it had to be somebody over the years just going downstairs and hiding in the basement and drinking and doing all that.
Good. So your home was the home of a raging alcoholic who was hiding from his spouse.
Or, like, Perfect. A teenager that was hiding it from his parents and never cleared it out.
Yeah, I guess that's a possibility, too.
Yeah, we asked on our Facebook page, like, what was the thing that the old owners left behind? Joanne, she found a drop-down ceiling and $4,000 in cash.
Nice!
All the bills in 50s.
What?
Can you imagine? Who forgets they have $4,000 hidden in their house?
People do forget. They used to hide this stuff. You know, your grandparents, they always say, check the couch cushions, right? Especially when you clear out a family member's house, because you never know. Plus, let's face it, some of us lose our minds before it's over. You know?
1-800-330-9999. What did the owners leave behind in your house?
It's called a pelvic floor stimulator. I mean, I'm not entirely sure what that is.
Wait a minute. A pelvic floor stimulator. What does this look like?
Yeah, I mean it looked like a vibrator. I'll be honest with you. It looked like a vibrator.
So where was this in the house? The center of the living room? What?
It was tucked away in the bathroom closet.
Okay.
But, like, I didn't find it until 8 months later.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me Google.
It's like a haunted pelvic thing that's floor. In your house. I love it.
Pelvic floor. What is it called? Pelvic floor.
Simulator. And it was not
simulator.
In a bag.
Not simulator. Stimulator.
Stimulator.
It's not Star Trek.
Okay. Simulator. Hey, listen, don't Google it.
Was it written on the side of it? Like, how did you know what it was called?
It had instructions with it.
Oh, my God. Who buys something like that and ever forgets how it operates, Anna Zapp?
Men and women with fecal and or urinary incontinence.
Oh, stop it.
That's
right.
Okay.
That's it. Yeah. This is no longer funny, and I feel bad.
1-800-330-9999. What weird thing did you find in your house, good or not good, after you moved in? When you move into a new home, it just happens. You find things that the owners left behind.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes these things are great, like the extra paint that matches the trim of the room so you don't have to go try and find it.
Oh, look, they left some bullnose here right now. I'll need that when I repair the floor. That was really nice of them.
Yeah, or maybe I found the antique bottle opener that was attached to the wall and the antique pencil sharpener.
I mean, you're the only person I know that would think that was a big score.
It's
but good
so
for you.
Cool. It's Anna and Raven. I just thought it was so nice for them to leave it behind because when I move, it's coming with me.
It goes both ways, though. Here's the thing about that street. As we know, is sometimes people leave things behind that are real crappy, too.
Right, and you don't want it.
Right.
1-800-330-9999. What do the owners leave behind at your new place?
You know, when my mom and I first moved into our house, we were going through some stuff, and there was a pet memorial. It was a picture of this pet, an old dog that was there, and they had a bunch of stuff, and they had, like, all of his things, and then they had this box, and we didn't know what else to do. We just threw it out. We don't know if that was in the box
very creepy.
Oh my gosh.
That somebody on our Facebook page, Dee, she wrote she found the ashes of their dog Buddy.
Oh.
It's so sad.
It is sad.
Who leaves that behind?
Yeah. I don't know if they forgot at that point.
Right. But for all you know, you sent them off to the landfill. Thank you.
Anna and Raven, what did your owners leave behind?
Oh, a couple things. We found some stuff in the wall in the basement, and it was like those postcards that you send back and forth between the girl that lived in the house and a boy in Springfield. And then we found their naturalization papers in the ceiling in the kitchen from 1903.
Well, wow. You gotta keep those handy just in case you need those, right? All right.
I feel like that's really kind of cool to come across, though, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We looked up the whole family and found them in the area where they were buried, who died of the plague. It was really cool.
Yeah.
Did you return the paperwork to any living relatives?
I tried, and nobody is in the area anymore.
Because they thought you were an INS.
Right.
They were like, nope. I'm not going.
Listen, the 90-year-old neighbor remembered all of them.
That's so nice. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did the owners leave behind in your house?
Well, I actually was very blessed. I think we had a very nice family that we bought the house from. And the house, actually, the entire family lived in that house their whole life. So whenever we're cleaning the house, I always find little messages and scripture that they've left us. And they're always so kind and helpful. And the last one said, remember to be kind and love another every day. And I was actually very surprised because we didn't really get to know them very much in the closing process. But the son stopped by and he said, so have you seen the messages? So I think they did that on purpose to kind of give us like a nice start to the house.
That is so sweet.
It's so much better than leaving behind like a possessed doll or anything like that.
Yeah.
Right? Those are nice.
Right.
Oh, nice. Anna and Raven, what did you find in your house after you moved in?
So I was giving about the fifth tour of our house. We've been in about 2 weeks. We're in the attic and I saw a monitor screen and decided to just turn it on. And it turned out to be a security camera, like a professional security camera, like from a store. And it had like 8 different views around our house of video monitoring.
And you didn't even know it was there when you bought the home?
No, they didn't tell us that they left it.
You made sure that it's not like hooked up to the internet or anything, right?
Because,
I mean, if not, that dude is watching you take a shower.
I mean, hopefully not.
Yes.
Hopefully not. But
hopefully not.
Right.
I mean, check that cord today.
Right.
Talking about hopefully not.
It was the best part of the tour.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
I mean, okay, 1-800-330-9999. What the owners leave behind in your home? You move into your new home, you're all excited, and then you realize, oh, the owners left something behind.
Right.
Sometimes it's awesome. Sometimes it's not.
Sometimes it's downright creepy. Sometimes it could be a windfall. You never know.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What do the owners leave behind at your new place?
Hi. So the owners of our house moved about 5-10 minutes away, and they brought their outdoor-indoor cat with them. But one night, we heard meowing on our roof, found out that it was their cat, and now we actually have a nice little bonus cat that goes back and forth between both of our houses.
Right. You can't tell that cat that it doesn't still live there. That cat is like, nope, that's still my place.
It's kind of weird, don't
that
you
is,
think?
It is fun, though, now, right? So you have a shared family. It's kind of like an episode of This Is Us.
Yeah.
Good job.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do the owners leave at your house?
Okay, this is kind of creepy. We're the third owners of our house, and the guy who built it, neighbors told us, built it and put in a built-in pool. But then he went to jail for embezzlement. And one Christmas, we were in the house like a year, right around Christmas time, the doorbell rang. It was a guy who handed me the business card with the name of the guy on it and said he loved the house, always loved it, and wanted to buy it back for cash.
Did you sell it, the house?
We don't know what's there. We're thinking it's not a dead body. We're thinking it's probably cash, and we might want to dig up the pool one day.
I mean, I was going to say, there's no way you sell that house without
digging up the
pool out first.
Oh, I want to do that right now.
Oh, my God.
Don't you want to know what's under there?
What a gamble, right?
Because then
we have weddings to pay for and stuff like that. When our kids are getting married, I'm digging up the pool to pay for the wedding.
I was going to say, right? There's always got to be in the back of your mind that that's your get out of jail card, right? Like, that's your escape card right there.
Yeah, but hold on. We're thinking the positive. There's a good chance that there's bodies under there.
Well, it could be a body. Right. It's true. Could be a body.
So why would you want the house back for the body.
Oh, because he doesn't want anybody else to ever find it, of course. If he owns it, he can move the body. I mean, am I the only person that watches ID Network?
I guess.
Don't normal people think like this?
I don't know. Anna and Raven, what did you find at your house the owners left behind?
We bought this really cute little ranch house, and after being in it for a month, found out that a previous owner was this woman who was the girlfriend of a notorious gangster. In fact, and this was back in the late 60s that she had lived there, the boyfriend and his gang had pulled off a Brinks truck robbery, millions of dollars. There was a big raid. Federal agents came in. They surrounded the house, and so they arrested everybody. So, you know, fast forward 20 years later, we buy the house, and we're doing renovations. And in the hallway, there were, like, false walls. We pulled the paneling down and found a key taped to the wall. The money was never found from the robbery. And I don't live there anymore, but for years we were always concerned that these guys are still in prison, that they would get out and come looking for the key.
Well, what does that key belong to?
Oh, my God.
A locksmith, lady.
That's a good question. We brought it to a blacksmith shop, and they looked at it and said it looked like a safety deposit type of a key, but there's no way of knowing where it is.
I'm at every bank. No, man. That's
seven
somewhere.
Banks on my list today for lunch hour.
No, that's like overseas somewhere, that safe deposit box is.
Or buried in the backyard.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. I'm fired up this morning, so I'm taking a deep breath before I start.
You don't even know. I just came from the other room. I had to make a phone call.
It's Anna and Raven. If you're one of these people that keeps shooting off fireworks, that is all I need to know about you. They are everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, I swear. Yeah. I know that you're on board with this, but I'm not. Let me finish.
Okay.
If you wake up my teething toddler at 1 o'clock in the morning one more time, I will find where you live. I will wait until 4:45 in the morning when I know that you are sleeping.
Yes.
I will take 3 lawnmowers.
Yes.
I will run them in your front lawn. I will take my massive speakers. I will put them outside your window, and I will blast Spice Girls.
Listen, it's a lot of work that you're talking about. Now, here's the thing. Let me clarify. As a fireworks guy and as a fireworks supporter, I'll just say that there's a time and a place. Now, there are multiple times and multiple places, but they're not 1 a.m., even on a Friday or a Saturday. If it ain't July 4th, and that's about the only day you can get away with it that late, then it doesn't make any sense. Here's the other things that don't make sense. Fireworks during the day.
You can't even see them.
Right, makes no sense.
You can't see them.
It's literally just noise. You're just trying to make a dog pee. And then when it's like a Sunday or whatever, if it's not a holiday, again, it makes no sense whatsoever that people would be doing it.
That's all I need to know about
Friday and Saturday night, 9 to 10.
No.
That's it.
Absolutely not. Do you know what it's like to have a teething toddler wake up? Do you know how it's like to have a fearful dog that's shaking in a corner? I suggest the blasting of the Spice Girls outside their window. I will find you. I am on the Next Door app. I will start patrolling the area. Last night, that was it.
Well,
after tonight,
I mean,
I'm finding you.
If you need a little help, I'll give you some items to, you know, kind of respond that way.
I don't respond like that.
All right.
That's all I need to know about you.
If you place an online order that swears it's going to be ready in an hour, and then it takes 4 days that you're calling, and when you call, they just go, yeah, it's not pulled yet. I'm not sure what's going on. That's all I need to know about you. I placed an order 4 days ago. 4 days ago. Curbside pickup and store pickup is this thing. And it's a store that's open. It's Home Depot.
Right.
The store is open.
I told you, you can't trust Home Depot or Walmart for that pickup stuff. You can't.
I just can't believe how bad. I called yesterday and the lady was completely indifferent. And I was nice yesterday. I was like, do you have any idea when it would be ready?
I understand
Father's Day weekend was busy. I went in there the day after for a regular, like, I had to pick up one thing, and I'm looking around, and it's not ready, and I'm like, okay, well, be patient. It's a busy time. It's very hot. Now it's Tuesday. I just went semi-nuclear in the other room on the phone.
I think you should just go get your own stuff.
That's what I said. I said, by 3 o'clock, if I come over there today, because today's project day, I said, at 3 o'clock, I get there, and it's stuff's not ready. I said, I'm going to pull the entire order. I'm going to talk to the manager. I'm going to call the corporate line. I'm going to go nuclear.
You're going to call the manager?
Yeah.
You're going to call the manager?
Yeah, because somebody should be in charge.
Okay, Karen.
Somebody should be
doing something? Are you serious? Like, that's not fair. How long do we get to hide behind the COVID thing before we actually do our job?
We're so angry this morning, but I'm angry for a valid reason.
Okay, if you say so.
Do you want me to get my Spice Girls CD for you, too? You can blast it outside of Home Depot.
If that's what it takes.
1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You ever been hiding and then you got caught out by something?
What were you doing?
It's Anna and Raven. I nothing. I was actually, I belong to a lot of these mommy blogs and I follow a lot of these mommy center, baby center kind of things.
Sure, sure.
So I was just on Reddit and I just started to giggle because there's a picture that a husband posted of his wife. And she wrote, like, on it, "My husband found me hiding in the bathroom, pants down, shoveling cookie dough ice cream in my mouth and hiding from our kids. This is pregnancy at 29 weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
But I started giggling.
That's pretty graphic.
Yeah.
If she wasn't pregnant, I'd have plenty of things to say, but I can't understand the science and the nature of that time.
It's funny. I read that, and I'm like,
eating in the bathroom, you know,
this.
I've got a real problem with that.
I think it's all right, especially if you're pregnant.
I don't know about that.
But it made me giggle because there's so many times in life that you just want to hide and be by yourself, or you're just trying to get away from a certain situation. And,
sure.
And it's funny because as kids, we play hide and go seek.
Right.
But as an adult, it's weird when you have to hide. Like, it's never
and
okay.
And it's weird if you catch the person that's been hiding. You're like, what are you doing
Why are you hiding?
Why are you hiding? It's a strange thing. You know, at some points, we almost want to call security. There's somebody hiding over here. He's normally a normal person, but today he's hiding around the office.
I caught somebody hiding from me. At Lord & Taylor's.
Okay.
You know, like...
Like somebody that was working there?
No. It actually hurts my feelings a little bit. It's an old friend from high school.
Oh, when you see somebody and then they act like they don't see you.
Right. And she totally...
Awkward.
But it was like... It was a girl. We were really good friends in high school. And
sure.
I hadn't seen her in many years.
And you don't know why.
And you don't know why.
Yeah. No.
And I was actually genuinely excited when I finally caught her. And then I realized she did the quick turn and went behind a thing.
And definitely hid from you.
She's hiding
from
me.
She ducked you. Right.
Yeah.
That's dogfighting technique right there. She threw the chafe off one side and then went the other direction. She's trying to throw you off.
Do you ever have to hide from something?
Door-to-door solicitors. I don't like it when they come. They have the worst timing. It's not that I wouldn't actually speak to you and tell you good luck and push you off, because let's face it, I'm never buying whatever it is that you're selling.
Right.
But they have like the worst timing. So it's like the dogs are going insane. You're in the middle of something. I might not even have sweatpants on.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, so sometimes you hide from that.
You know who I hid from?
Who's that?
Like this woman, I hide from my family.
Yeah.
But like if I get home from work and I'm, 10, 15 minutes early by some, you know, glorious reason.
Do you sneak in a back door or climb up a ladder?
No, I park down the street.
What?
I park down the street and I just sit in my car in silence. Sometimes I check Twitter. Sometimes I go on Facebook. But I sit there and I hide.
It's your meditation
It's my quiet time. I just hide from my family.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that awful?
I mean, to be fair, your family sees you a lot. So it's not like you're hiding from somebody that you haven't seen. So they're going to get a piece of you in 15 minutes anyway.
I can get 15 minutes of mommy, mom, I'm hungry. 1-800-330-9999. You can call or you can text. When was the last time you had to hide? 1-800-330-9999. When did you have to hide? It's Anna and Raven. I saw this Reddit picture that made me giggle. It's in one of my mommy groups where a woman who was 29 weeks pregnant was caught hiding from her husband and kids in the bathroom eating cookie dough ice cream.
You know, I've got a big problem with that just because you shouldn't eat near a toilet. But I've hidden with food before I get it. Just not in the bathroom.
We got a text message that said, every time I eat ice cream, I hide in the bathroom because my 6 and 7 year old kids are scavengers. It's a real thing. I have to hide whenever I have a piece of chocolate, because this is what I hear. Mom, can I have some?
They smell it.
Oh, it's they know.
Dogs hear it when you go to open a bag of something, too. They always think it's a milk bone. Same thing.
Yeah, Raven hides in the studio whenever we have a fire alarm because he doesn't want to go outside.
We're going outside, and we're waiting, and then all the people from the office gush over the firefighters when they come.
They're handsome.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, good. But, you know, then I just come back in here and I go back to work.
And you hide under the actual console like a child.
The other thing is, too, the mixers before the pizza parties with the company meetings and stuff. It's the time where I can be industrious.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. When's the last time you had to hide?
Oh, I have Jehovah's Witness.
Oh, yeah. People that knock on the door. I mean, and the kids are so nice. The missionaries, when the Mormons come around on the bicycles, they're so nice. And I want to, like, you know, I want to feed them, but I also don't want to, like, encroach upon their beliefs, you know? Like, you hear those stories of they, like, come in and they hang out with the family, but, like, I got to be honest, and Anna will back me up on this. I'm questionable.
Right. I just feel like they seem like such nice people, but you don't really want to get into that conversation and take their pamphlets.
Right.
You know?
It's like
my kids go in full on lockdown mode when they hear that doorbell ring, only because they see my reaction. It's terrible, but I'll do it again.
Right. They get on the floor and hide from people. No, I understand. Those kids, you know, they could live a whole life doing it everything the right way, and then they get there to the gates and they're going to be like, but that one night.
Right.
You spent with that Raven guy.
It's Anna and Raven. When's the last time you had a hide?
Hey, I was either going in or coming out of the shower. My brother-in-law was ringing the doorbell, let himself in.
Oh man.
And caught hell from us afterwards, so we took his key away, of course.
That is
terrifying. You come out, you're wrapped in a towel, and there's your brother-in-law standing there?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. No, actually, he didn't see me because I was hiding.
Good. Do you like the guy? Let's be honest. I mean, is he like an awesome brother-in-law, or he's just like, brother-in-law?
Ugh.
Right. Definitely not the one that you want to give some gratuitous nudity to.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Thank you for the call. Have a good morning.
And on Raven, when was the last time you had a hide?
I hide almost every day. My grandbabies live in the house with me.
Oh.
2, 4, and 8 years old. My 2-year-old is a gangster. I turn off the lights. I flip on the other side of the bed and think, okay, I'm good. Nobody saw me. Uh-uh. She comes around on the other side and goes, come on.
Like a bloodhound.
Yes, I'm telling you, they'll find you no matter what.
Right.
Gotta keep hiding from them. Listen, the struggle is real.
I've done my job, and I had these extra soldiers coming again.
Right, the soldiers, it's like an invasion.
I mean, maybe suggest digging trenches, you know? I mean, it worked for a while. Maybe go to a stalemate, maybe.
Dig
a ditch in the middle of that hallway that 2-year-old can't get over.
I have to try something, but I love them. I love them.
You gotta love them.
Right. You always love them more than your regular kids, too. I mean, let's be honest.
You do, but sometimes you still gotta hide.
You've probably heard the way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
Of course. Everybody's said that before, whether or not it's true.
Yeah. It's Anna and Raven. But there's actually a specific food right now that market researchers have found that guys are craving. And if a woman can make it well, most likely it'll lead to an engagement.
It's a husband trap. Wow, that's amazing. How do they do science like this? They just get dudes in a room and feed them.
Well, not really.
What
they did was they scanned all these different dating apps, and they went to, like, perfect date, you know, where you have to write what your idea of a perfect date is.
Okay.
And they found a trend that surprised everybody, that a lot of guys, especially in New York City, the one thing they all had in common was a lust for chicken parm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right.
So
not eggplant.
No.
Chicken parm. Okay.
They're saying it's the perfect first date food. Guys find it to be a comfort food. And if you can find a woman that can make a chicken parm better than your mom, that's the girl you marry.
Here's the thing, though. I mean, if you make a guy a chicken parm on date one or early on in the relationship, a couple things you have to accept. Number one, he's probably going to get a stain on his shirt. Number two, he's going to fall asleep in your house.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Right.
Because
it's nap time.
They're calling it the new aphrodisiac. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Right.
Has anybody actually eaten an entire chicken parm?
Right.
That's the last thing I want to take a nap.
The best part is you get through half of it and you have the gumption. You want to finish it, but you know that you can't. So you pack it away and that thing's going to be waiting for you later on. Smelling of onions and peppers when you pull it out. Garlic. Oh, fantastic. Breakfast whenever you get to it.
I do believe in general Italian food is a trap for men, because that's how I trapped my husband. You know, it's true.
You load him up?
Yeah, no, my husband, my parents are from Italy, and they have Italian restaurants.
Okay.
And when we started dating, we would go to my parents' restaurants all the time, and then we would go eat at my parents' house, and we would go eat at my grandmother's house.
Right.
And I'll never forget the day. It was a New Year's Day. We were at my grandmother's house, and my husband, who's my boyfriend at the time, ate 3 pieces of my grandmother's lasagna.
Oh, my gosh.
Nobody has ever survived 3 pieces of Nonna's lasagna.
Right.
He did it. And my grandmother,
Nonna was ready to adopt him that night.
And she
He's
told,
a good one, Anna.
She told me right then, she's like, you marry him. But I didn't even have have to convince him because her cooking and my family's cooking had already convinced him. He didn't know until we had been married for 3 months that I don't actually know how to cook.
That's perfect.
Right.
Right. Your representatives never told him.
But
that's the kind of information that you omit.
Right. But I was giggling about it because I was reading this article about this research about chicken parm tricking a man. And on the way home, my husband texted me, stopping by your mom's house. She made chicken parm tonight. And I was like, boom. I guess right that's there. Right.
Proof in the pudding, I guess.
Yeah.
Or the Parmigiana, I guess.
Exactly.
Ah.
Unless you're a radio geek like me, you may not remember this.
Oh, yeah, I can see the thing's body now. It's large. It's large as a bear. Ladies and gentlemen, it's indescribable. I can hardly force myself to keep looking at it.
War of the Worlds. Orson Welles.
Nobody alive right now remembers that, really. Come
right.
on.
Well, that's what I said. You got to be a radio geek. It's Anna and Raven. Why would I play a radio clip from 1938? So War of the Worlds, if you're not familiar, was basically, it was like theater on radio. But people believed that it was real when this happened. So people thought
right.
that New York and New Jersey were being invaded by Mars.
Well, it was presented in a docu-style as it was a news report. And people were not familiar with that trick yet in entertainment. I don't think really had anybody done it before to that scale.
Right. And they used like such accurate places where the aliens were invading
sure,
in Jersey
of course. Right.
that
real
people went into hysteria. Were like running out and people were hospitalized because they were freaking out. Anyway, why do I even bother bringing this up?
I have no idea.
Because my house was built in 1938, which is the same year that this happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I have, and Raven, I've mentioned this to you before.
Many antique radios. It's Anna's thing. She collects them.
I also have been looking for newspapers because this was all over every front page of every newspaper.
Okay.
I've been looking for it like crazy for years, right?
Okay.
eBay has one right now. Here's the thing. It's $340, and it's the San Francisco Chronicle. I wanted a New York paper, you know?
Don't do it, man.
So
don't do it. Don't do it. Your husband will kill you. Don't do it.
He knows I
Sometimes
really want
Sometimes with
one of
auctions,
these.
We get caught up in things, all mm-hmm. right? You know, I did this one time. I was at a charity auction, I remember, and, of course, they liquidate you. They get you a little bit lubed up during mm-hmm. the cocktail hour when the silent auction is going on, and then you go in for the live auction.
Yep.
And I got caught up in the live auction there, and I won a Maine lakefront cabin that was
Ooh.
Like 10 seconds from Canada. Yeah, it sounds great. It was an absolutely beautiful place. It was like a palace. It was like a chalet. It's for like 10 people. Here's the thing. I didn't even have a girlfriend at the time.
Oh.
I went up there. The water was like 50 degrees and it was facing a nudist colony. So sometimes these things backfire.
I was about to say, I thought
you got to be careful.
Like jackpot at that point.
No, because it's not like what you think. It's not going to be Cancun on a topless beach.
Yeah.
No, it's more like Santa, and he's always jolly and red in all the wrong places. It's terrible.
I bought a couple of things at auction that I love. So I went to a New Year's Day auction many years ago before I even had my kids where I still thought spending money was okay.
Yeah.
And I had bought two sisters had been busted by the FBI for all kinds of fraud and their Chanel bags had been seized.
Right.
So I bought two of their Chanel bags.
Oh, you told me about the bags.
Yeah.
And
I
you did well.
Two Chanel bags. Yeah, I did well. I love those bags. And then I also one time went on eBay when Tori Spelling lost all her money.
Right.
Tori Spelling from 90210.
Right.
And I bought a bunch of her clothes, and they were cheap. I got, like really
expensive.
You
feel like that was
things.
A win or that was a loss?
I felt bad for her, and her loss, I guess, was my gain. But 1-800-330-9999. When it comes to auctions, what's that unique thing that you got? Again, that's 1-800-330-9999. 1-800-330-9999. What did you buy at auction? It could be online auction or auction in person when we were allowed to leave our houses. It's Anna and Raven. This comes up because I've been looking for a 1938 front page newspaper of War of the Worlds from Orson Welles about the reporting.
A
I'm a dork. I'm a radio geek. What do
right.
you want? It's what I do.
Dork.
Right? But there's one for sale right now on eBay.
Yeah.
But I'm always hesitant to
tell
one
them,
by an eBay.
Tell them what it is. Tell them how much it costs.
$340.
$340. And it's not even the one you want. You want one from the East Coast. You don't want one from the West Coast.
Yeah, I
it's
want a
San
New York
Francisco paper.
Paper. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just because
we should just buy like a print of it, a lithograph.
No, I don't want a fake one. I want a real one framed in my house.
Oh,
it was
my
the
gosh.
Same year.
First world problems on this one.
Well, it's been a long time I've been looking for it, you know? I collect these kind of things. But I think a lot of people buy strange things at auctions.
Yeah,
don't you
yeah.
think?
I bought a cabin I had absolutely no use for. I did it.
Yep.
I don't know why. Never
right.
again.
Right.
Never again.
Yeah.
It's made me hesitant from then on.
I bought Tori Spelling's clothes when she lost all her money and she had to sell things online.
Yeah.
I have like a really cool Tori Burch jacket from her.
Mm-hmm.
I have
Do you wear these things?
Well, the truth is I was a lot thinner when I got it. You know, she's real skinny.
So really not a great purchase then.
Well, you know, I could.
You helped put Tori's kids through school.
I guess.
And that's good.
All right. So we asked you, what did you buy at auction? And on our Facebook page, you can always search Anna and Raven. Daniela wrote, it's not quite strange, but I buy all my cars at auction. I've never done that.
Oh, yeah, I did. I bought a car at auction.
Did
actually.
You?
Yeah, it was exciting. I didn't get the first two that I looked at, but I got an incredible deal on the one that I did end up buying.
Really?
Yeah, it was exciting.
Huh. Marianne Roche wrote a typewriter table. That's cool.
All right.
I bought a typewriter.
Yeah.
But it wasn't at auction. It was at a flea market. Not the same.
No.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What did you buy at auction?
Okay, well, I bought a $600 case of wine, and I don't know anything about wine. It was for this cancer thing, and I just did it, and my husband was livid. Like, he's going to kill me because this is ridiculous.
That was an easy hole to fall into, though, in your defense. I mean, it's booze, so you can feel good about that. It's for kids. It's charity. You're stuck at home. You're thinking of it as, like, this is storage supplies. But then you end up drinking the case in, like, a week.
$600, though, when you don't know anything about wine.
Well, that's what happens. They loosen you up a little bit.
Do you know if it's, like, a good wine?
I don't even know. That's the thing. I don't know what I bought.
Right.
When you open it, you'll find out.
Well, enjoy it. Every night, like, you pour yourself a glass, and you're, like, just thinking about all the children that you're helping. Good for you.
Right.
I like it.
Right.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you buy at an auction?
I bought an old milk jug. I collect them, so it costs $325.
$325 for a milk jug?
Wait, what?
Wait, what's a milk jug? Like the small ones?
No, this one was from the 1800s, and it was wooden, and it's more like a bucket than a jug. But it was for when the pioneers were collecting milk from cows, right from the cow, and then they would bring it into the house and stuff. So I just thought it was really cool. I collect them, so it was one that I wanted to have.
But do you collect them, or is just you? This is your first one, your first milk jug?
No, I have other ones. I have, like, glass ones and glass bottles that used to be delivered to houses and things like that.
Oh, well, I guess if you collect them.
Yeah, that's not hard to explain to anybody the first time you're meeting them. Here are my jugs of milk from centuries ago. Okay.
It's on my shelf. It's with the other ones.
I just imagine it to be 7,000 pounds. It's quite a shelf.
Nah.
Quite a shelf. Came over on the Mayflower.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday morning, a couple joins us, and they let us know what their problem is, and then you decide who's right. Joanna and Frank. Joanna, let's start with you. What's going on?
My mother-in-law has pictures of my husband's ex-wife all over his house. Every time I go over there, I see the pictures, and it's been irking me. I mean, they've been divorced for 3 years, and he refuses to say anything to his mom about it. Every time I go over there, I just feel like her presence is in the house. I want him to say something to her, you know?
Is this like their wedding photos? Or is this like she's in the background at a birthday party for a niece or a nephew? Or what are we talking about here?
There's five pictures in the house. One of them's of the wedding picture, actually, which really bothers me. And that one's in her little office area. And then there's a bunch of pictures, like family when they were all together. And there was one when they were in Hawaii. Like every room I turn around, there's a picture of his ex-wife. And you should take it down. I mean, they've been divorced for 3 years now. It's like almost like she is a sanctuary to this woman.
I think it's hilarious that you know there's exactly five, because I would do the exact same thing. I would walk to that house and count every single one to see how many there were. How long have you guys been married?
It's been a year now.
Kids together? What's the story?
One child.
Frank, what's the story here? You're getting killed.
We've been arguing about this now for weeks. She's all upset because of vacation photos, and I'm trying to explain to her that my mother and my ex-wife were, and still are, very, very close. This goes back decades, okay? We knew each other for a long time prior to getting married. Family-wise, there was a connection there, and I keep telling her one of the reasons why that some of those pictures are up from we had a vacation together and everything is because my father, who passed away a few years ago, is in those pictures, and that my mother has a connection to that. And I told her repeatedly, you know, my mother is very upset that we got divorced. You know, it's going to take her some time. It's not even been a year yet. It's going to take her some time. So I really wish that Joanne would just back off on this.
Frank, it's been almost a year. I mean, honestly, I can't keep looking at even the wedding pictures there. I mean, that's kind of disturbing to me. Your ex-wife's wedding picture, right where she sees it every day in the den. Can't you just put pictures of your dad or anything else other than your ex-wife? I mean,
guys, what we do is we ask our audience what they think. And Frank, I get it. Sometimes it's not an easy conversation to have with your mom, especially since this seems to be very touchy. So our audience may agree with you. Joanna, it's not your house. It's her house, and she can put pictures of anybody she wants. But they also may see your side that it hurts your feelings. And Frank, you should respect your wife and have a conversation with your mom and be like, hey, listen, just so you know, like, Joanna is upset about this, and at least make it known. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
No, definitely. Yes, I definitely will agree to that, yes.
Great. Caller text, whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Joanna has noticed that whenever she goes to her mother-in-law's house, there are five pictures still up on the walls of her husband's ex-wife.
Yeah, well, at least the wedding photo is actually in the mom's office. So maybe that's a little bit better, but it's only been 3 years, Anna.
She wants her husband, Frank, to talk to his mom about it, to take the pictures down. He's like, no, they were close. I'm not going to get involved in this. Let her do what she wants. 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court, whose side are you on? Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
I'm on the husband's side. I think it's the mother-in-law's house, and those are her memories. She's not doing it to hurt you. And you've got the husband. You're not the ex-wife. You're the wife. So you're living with the husband now. Let it go. Life is too short.
Thanks for the call. Have a great morning.
Hi, Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife side 100%. I understand that that's painful to her to just keep seeing those photos hanging up. You're like, it's okay for the mother-in-law to still have the photos, but I think they should be in a photo album or something.
Put them away. Hide them, you said. Thanks for the call. Have a great morning. Yeah, Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I am on the husband's side. I did not understand this idea that just because a relationship didn't work between a husband and a wife, you're just supposed to stop loving and caring people that matter to you. If you loved them, you still continue to love them. And I think if the daughter-in-law showed some compassion to her mother-in-law, maybe her photo would start showing up in the living room as well.
Oh, take that.
Boom.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Hi, Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
You know, I have to be on his side, unfortunately. I mean, it's sad, but you know what? If she wants to score points with the mother-in-law, she certainly can't say that. She'll never get her picture up there if she tells her to take the exit down.
And that's what it's all about. I want to be in the Hall of Fame. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Frank, our audience agreed with you. You know what, Joanna? It's a touchy subject. Maybe you just got to let it go. It's not your home, and I'm sure she has no ill intent towards you, and even if she does, it's not like it's going to matter if Frank talks to her about it.
Right. Mom's going to do what they want.
Yeah. Honey, listen. I totally understand what you're saying, and I agree with you, but just give her some patience. Give her a little time. There's been a lot of changes in her life. You know, she lost her husband a few years ago, and give her some time, and it'll be fine.
All right.
We wish you the best of luck, and if anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescore@annaandraven.com. It's the week you can beat Raven. It's Anna and Raven. This week, we're giving Raven's brain a kind of a week off. We're playing back all our favorite times that Raven got taken down.
Let this serve as proof that I can't actually lose.
Remember this time?
Hey, Corey, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Hey, Raven, can you leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Corey.
All right, Corey, we got $300 on the line today. Here's how it works. Raven's out in the hallway. When that door closes, he can't hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I bring them back in, and I ask him the same 5 questions. You just got to get more right than he gets right. But if it's a tie, it still goes to him. You ready to play?
All righty. Sounds good.
Number 1, Doritos has launched a limited-time pickle flavor chip. Who is the parent company of Doritos?
Frito-Lay.
Number 2, in a recent survey, 82% of people said that chess is a game of skill and not a game of luck. How many pieces in total are on a chessboard at the start of the game?
32.
Number 3, in a post-pandemic world, there may be no more fruit garnishes in your drinks, like lemons and lime wedges, because of bacteria they carry. What cocktail consists of tequila, orange liqueur, and lime juice? It's often served with salt on the rim of the glass.
Margarita.
Number 4, Jimmy Kimmel announced he's taking the summer off. Which celebrity does Jimmy famously run out of time for every single night?
Matt Damon.
And number 5, there's a new shortage. Coins. The Federal Reserve says that the circulation has slowed down because of the virus, causing a shortage of nickels and dimes. What president is on the dime?
Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
All right, let me bring Raven back in. Raven!
was quick.
Corey got all five.
Wow. Okay, Corey.
Yeah.
All right, let's see how I do.
Number one, Doritos has launched a limited time pickle flavor chip. Who is the parent company of Doritos?
Frito-Lays.
Frito-Lays is correct. Number two, in a recent survey, 82% of people said that chess is a game of skill, not a game of luck.
That's true.
How many pieces in total are on a chess board at the start of the game?
32 pieces in chess.
How did you know that?
Because chess is a game of skill, not luck. This is chess, not checkers, fool.
Do you know how many are on a checkers board?
I think there's 24. On a checker's board.
I don't actually know. We'd have to Google that. Okay. Number three, in a post-pandemic world, there may be no fruit garnishes in your drinks, like lemons and lime wedges, because of the bacteria they carry.
All right.
What cocktail consists of tequila, orange liqueur, and lime juice, often served with a salt on the rim of the glass?
That's a margarita.
Yep. Number four, Jimmy Kimmel announced he's taking the summer off. Which celebrity does Jimmy famously run out of time for every night?
I'm going to guess it's Matt Damon. They just have a contentious relationship.
Yes, that is correct. You need this last one to tie Corey.
I would like to not have time for Matt Damon in my life either.
Right.
I'm busy, Matt. I'm busy.
Good for Jimmy Kimmel, by the way, just taking some time off and saying, you know what? I'm taking the summer off. I need it. It's nice for him. Okay, you need this.
I'm glad you approve.
To tie.
Of Jimmy Kimmel's vacation.
Listen, you need this to tie Corey.
I'm ready. If you'll just give me the question. If you'll just give me the question.
Because if you get it wrong, he's going to win.
Just give me the question, please. Thank you. You're trying to, like, you know, get me on tilt here.
Oh, looks like you're sweating. There's a new shortage. Coins. The Federal Reserve says that the circulation has slowed down because of the virus, causing a shortage of nickels and dimes.
Okay.
What president is on the dime?
The dime is, oh gosh, the dime is Washington?
No, it's Roosevelt.
Oh, no!
Congratulations, Corey. You just picked yourself up $300.
All right.
Man, that burns a little bit. I mean, I feel like they all had the same haircut besides Lincoln, but,
Congratulations, Corey. You're $300 richer.
Oh, man.
All right. It's Corey, and I just beat Raven.
Congratulations.
Well, congratulations.
It felt good for me. Yeah.
It does every time, but the sting sticks with me, and that's why I come back readier than ever to play.
All this week, you can beat Raven. Our favorite times at Raven went down. And when the game comes back next Monday, $1,000 up for grabs. Can't beat Raven with Anna and Raven.